أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو فأنا تؤفكون صدق الله العظيم. In the ayah we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described His quality of being Fatir, the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the originator of the heavens and the earth, no previous plan and no model before that, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also spoke about Allah making the malaika, the angels, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about a very, very important aspect, again, of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. Whatsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows or opens for mankind of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا, there is no one that can withhold it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down His rahmah in whatever form and in whatever way, then there is no one that can stop that rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala coming down. For the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that descends upon man more particularly is, number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers man with hidayat and guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants man the ability and the tawfiq to carry out deeds, to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the other aspects insofar as our deen is concerned. That is a very great rahmah of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The other form and the other aspect of the rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is by way of the material rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon man. Sometimes it is individual. Certain people Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants them insofar as their sustenance is concerned. Collectively Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down rain. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants individuals knowledge, or rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them intelligence, the faculty of reasoning, etc. And all this is a rahmah of Allah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends that down, there is nobody that can stop that rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يُمْسِكْ, on the other hand, whatsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds, insofar as His rahmah is concerned, His mercy is concerned, فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ, there is none that can send that down after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put a stop to each and every rahmah Baraka wa ta'ala sends. Nobody in this world, the gates open, the door, wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most wise. Now with regards to this, similar in the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wrote a letter to Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'bah and asked hadith of Nabi. And this is very interact with action is on a always this world is concerned. It is sometimes about story. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had communicated with each other. It was largely and mostly about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To tell me, send me one hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what you had heard directly from Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied and he responded and he said, after a salat, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made this dua, Allahumma la maniya lima a'tayt, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at, wa la yanfa'u dhal jadd minka al-jadd. Now when we look at this dua and examine it very, very briefly, Allahumma la maniya lima a'tayt, oh Allah, there is no one, there is none that can stop that which you give. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, there is nobody that can stop it. Can we stop the sustenance of someone else? Allah gives hidayah to somebody else. Can we stop that hidayah? Allah gives intelligence to someone. Can we stop that intelligence? لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت. and there is none that can give to that person whom you had stopped. In other words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds, then who is there to send down from the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who has the key to the treasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Who has the key to the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah? There is absolutely no one else. And then, وَلَا يَنْفَوْ ذَا الْجَدِّ مِنْكَ الْجَدِّ. The general translation is that no person of status, no person that has any form of status can do anything, can avail himself against the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had decided and Allah decreed anything, then no matter how great a king in this world one can be, he cannot stop that decree of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that that mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that comes down, it is not interfered with by anyone else. And when Allah ta'ala withholds, there is no one that can influence it to come down. Ya ayyuhan nas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the whole of mankind. Udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. Remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. And again, the favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is in various ways. Hal min khaliqin, is there any khaliq, is there any creator ghayrullah besides Zukuk who sustain you from the skies and the earth? La ilaha illa hu, there is no object of worship, there is no sovereignty, there is no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa anna tu'fakun, then where are they being turned away? In other words, can man not see that this is the ni'mat of Allah, that these things only come from Allah Rabbul Izzat? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.